Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, my name is Denise Eckert, and I love coming on here and sharing different things with you. And today I've got something very different. I've got Lena Nikishina, and she's a transformational coach and mentor for entrepreneurs. She loves helping folks transform subconscious patterns of self-sabotage into inner resourcefulness and well-being. Many of Alina's clients are very consciously aware of what's holding them back, but they haven't been able to come to resolve with willpower and traditional coaching alone. Now, most of my guests come on here to discuss lowering, reducing stress. So today is a little different, as when we live with those nasty limiting beliefs or our subconscious is holding us back and keeping us small, we're not living the life that we really want, which can cause us stress. Now, Alina is unique as she uses core transformation method, which is a form of parts work, which we'll get into today. And this gentle method works powerfully to transform things on a subconscious level, even when there's resistance or doubt that things can change. Now, I did a session with her on the core transformation. It was extremely enlightening. She really gets down deep onto what your block is and what your part is doing for you. So welcome, Alina.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, what inspired you to do this type of work?
So in my previous career, I was an accountant and I did that for a decade. And in 2018, I decided to change career. I mean, basically leave my accounting firm and go off into entrepreneurship and started a partnership with some people. That experience alone was a big change because I was used to knowing what I was going to be doing when I would come to work, right? I had a role, I had things to do, and I've been doing it for so long that it felt very familiar and it felt really great to like receive a constant paycheck and these kinds of things. Just being that employee, right? Where things are, they seem to be predictable, safe, and yeah. And going into launching a totally new company where things are unknown and the money wasn't there for a little bit. And like, that was nerve-wracking. So completely just realizing that I had to change identity in order to keep doing this if I wanted to. And I did decide in 2020, after I left that initial partnership, that I did want to. And I started going into life coaching certification and seeing how I can be a solopreneur and help people through coaching and things like that. So through that journey, I just recognized that there were a lot of, well, perspectives, right, that I've developed through my journey of, well, I also grew up in Russia through age 9, and I learned that we all, like most of our, how we see the world is formed by that age, right? So I had very specific values of like safety and listening to authority and following the rules, doing things in a certain logical linear manner, right? And that really didn't align with entrepreneurship because I was told that you need to create your own rules. You need to be creative. You need to put yourself out there, like be your true self. And I was like, I don't know who my true self is. I feel like I'm just a combination of all these experiences that I've had my whole life where I've just tried to be the perfect person and have a good stable job and all these things. So that's really how I got involved in subconscious work. I started with hypnosis, and that work has really been the biggest thing that has helped me actually transition into that identity of being the person who like puts themselves out there and shares from the heart and gets these creative downloads, and my values completely changed. And in order for that to feel safe in the body, right, for you to not completely freak out like, oh, hey, we're not earning six figures anymore. And it's gonna be a little bit to like you build up your business. Like that used to feel so scary to me because that I clung onto that for safety. But now I have tools like core transformation, hypnosis, all these subconscious tools that help me come back to that neutrality of like, hey, we're okay. Everything's going to be okay. And yeah, it reduces stress simply from that. So,
well, I can totally relate because I grew up in a European household. And it was funny because even though my dad was self-employed and most of the people in my whole family were self-employed, because even my uncle had his own garage, my European relatives all had their own business. It was drilled into my head to find the company, work there, get your retirement, and be safe.
Mm.
And as an entrepreneur, you always have this unsafe feeling. And how do you get over that unsafe feeling? Like, I know when you did the core transformation, a lot of my unsafe feelings came from that fear of moving forward and being almost like the deer in the headlights all the time. And it is, it's those stupid rooted beliefs where you're keeping yourself safe. Can you talk a little bit about this safe thing?
Sure.
It does not serve us at all.
Yeah. Well, it did at one point, right? So a little bit about core transformation is that we work with different parts of ourselves, different aspects of ourselves. And it's these parts of us were generally formed whenever we were much younger. So as I was mentioning, those developmental years, like before age probably 8 or 9, sometimes older, but a lot of them are formed when we're children. And we don't have the ability to logically reason through things. Like when, I don't know, your mom yelled at you, you weren't like, oh, it's because she's having a bad day. And that wasn't about me. That was about, I don't know, that guy that cut her off in traffic, right? We don't have that ability. We basically just take it in as like, oh, it's not safe for me to come to her and share my creative. Like, let's say I came to her and was like, oh, I have a song that I just made up. You want to hear it? And she's like, no. And you're like, oh, I can't ever express myself creatively. But that's like that's the part that gets formed that says like, it's not safe to create, or it's not safe to express myself in the way I want to express myself. Of course, I'm over dramatizing. I think it happens over a period of time. I don't know that it's just necessarily one event, although sometimes it is. But that's how it happens. We have these various parts that form for some kind of deeper positive purpose. So they're helping us survive and stay safe. They're helping us not be rejected and to be a part of something, to feel love, to feel protection. And then when we grow as adults, this positive purpose kind of becomes, I would say, buried under layers of behavior. And then all you see is somebody having a anger outburst or a stress response or a fear response, when really in reality, there's a deeper positive purpose to those responses. And there's actually something even deeper that the part that's subconscious part that's generating that response wants. So, and you experienced a core state, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it just kept going deeper and deeper and deeper. And it was amazing what came up, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know growing up, one of the big things when I was younger was children were supposed to be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you jump out of that? Like, how do you start having that voice, knowing now that it was something that I was told as a child, and not even told, that was the rule. Children were supposed to be seen, not heard.
Right. So now, you know, you can notice how that affects your life today, right? So I think so the method that I use now doesn't really work with necessarily past events. Like, let's go back to when you were 3 and your mom said, you know, be seen, not heard. We instead look at your life today and you're like, hey, I'm building a business. I know that I want to go meet more people. I want to talk about what I do. I want to speak on stage. I mean, I don't know what you want to do, right? And you're like, I find myself just procrastinating or hiding. And there's a part of me that really wants to. And there's another part of me that wants to just curl up in a ball and kind of never show myself to anyone. So Yeah. We work with these different parts. We work with the part that wants to curl up in a ball and not ever be seen. And then we also can work with the part that actually wants to be seen so that we can enhance the part that already has the behavior that you want. Because it's not all of you that feels any particular way. Because you know that there's like this internal struggle of want to build my business, want to be seen. And then it's like, no, I don't. I feel this really crappy feeling in my stomach when I consider that. So.
Now, is there a way to demonstrate for the audience what you mean about parts? Because it is a unique way of looking at things.
Yeah, sure. So thinking about any kind of habit that you have that maybe you want to change. I know one habit that I have that I'd like to eventually change. It's just not been priority, is just random snacking. Like I get like these random sugar cravings. So that could be a part that's generating that sugar craving, because I know that there's also another part that really values my health. And I know that it's kind of like questioning that part that wants the sugar. It's like, are you just bored, or what are you looking for? One of my soul sisters is, are you looking for more sweetness in your life? I'm like, oh man, always gotta like hit me right at the heart. So it's something like that, or it could be a feeling, kind of like what I was just explaining about the being seen. It's like every time I'm about to go on camera, I have this like, I don't currently have this, but let's just say I have this like, it feels like a rock in my stomach. And I just kind of want to like curl up and not. Yeah. So that could be a part that's generating that feeling of that heavy rock in the stomach. Or it could be a thought. Someone says something like, oh, Denise, you are the most creative person that I've ever met. Or you're the best cook I ever met. And maybe you think to yourself, I'm not that good. Or that's not true, right? So there's these thoughts that we have that kind of just happen voluntarily without you being, okay, now I'm going to think, oh no, I'm not good enough, right? No, it just kind of happens. So that's also a part that's generating the thought.
Just a quick break, because I need to share this with you. In the past, I had a lot of pain in my shoulder, my knees, my ankle, and I know it's from my background of playing baseball. I used to be a carpenter, from driving, and even working on my computer. I tried everything, and still, I'd be on the couch with my heating pad in pain. Well, lately, a friend introduced me to a new product called NutraSwish. Things changed for me. I'm not kidding you, within days, no pain. And now I've been taking it for a few months, and what a difference. NutraSwish is all about glutathione. I didn't even know what glutathione was. Well, you know what? I sure do now. If you are experiencing pain, especially nerve damage, I encourage you to take a look. You can find out more in the show notes or go to www.therelaxationlounge.info and there's a tab above that says pain. Back to the show. Just to do a demonstration of what Lena does, because it's unique. And so we're going to do a little demonstration here. And my issue is I don't like doing live videos. Okay, so you can take it from there.
Yeah, sounds good. And so the first thing that I'll ask you is, when does this come up? Did it come up today as meaning you were about to record this?
No, it's when I'm by myself doing like a Facebook Live, and the minute I'm about to hit that live button, I panic.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So right now, then, let's just start the process. We'll jump in and I'll invite you to turn inward and think about that specific time that kind of, you said panic, right? That panic occurred. So mentally stepping into that situation, seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, feeling what you felt at the time. And as you relive this experience, you can also notice any internal images, sounds, or feelings. And since you didn't consciously generate this part of you that has this panic when you hit the go live button, it's as if some part of you generated it. And you may begin to sense this part of you in your body or somewhere around you. And where do you experience this part is located?
In my stomach.
In your stomach. Okay. Yeah.
So nervous now, stomach.
So now we have kind of a location that we can reference when we kind of have a dialogue with this part, right? And let's just begin by thanking this part for being there. So internally just saying, thank you for being here. I know you have a positive purpose. And that's why we're thanking it for being there. We're not condoning its behavior. We're not saying like, yes, please keep panicking, right? We're just saying, thank you for being here and having a positive purpose. And then you can ask this part, what do you want? And just relax and notice what response you give back from this part of yourself.
Don't want to be seen.
So thank this part for its response. And these parts sometimes can respond in, you might just, I don't know, how do you know that it's responded? What is your personal, do you see an image or do you hear something? Or
I just feel it.
You feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be a feeling. It can be something that you hear. I kind of just sometimes know. That's my thing, is like knowing. And some people see images, and that's really cool. Okay. So this part says it doesn't want to be seen. So you can thank this part for its response. So just internally saying, thank you for your response. And now you can invite this part to step into what it's like to already not be seen. So this can happen just by intention, or it can happen maybe by, some people like to imagine like little people or characters, whatever. So this part is like a little character or person, and you can imagine them just stepping into what it would be like to already have not be seen. So maybe, but whatever that looks like to you, right? Some people are more visual, some people are just more intentional. So what we're doing here is we're just inviting this part to have the experience that it already wants to have. And then once it has this experience, you can ask this part, when you have not being seen, what do you want through having this that's even deeper or more important?
It's safe and happy. It doesn't want anything else.
Uh-huh. So maybe just checking in with this part. Do you want to be safe and happy?
Yes.
Yeah. So thank this part for its response. And just like this, we're going to keep going. We're going to invite the part to step into what it's like to already be safe and happy, fully and completely. And giving that time, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. When we did the other one, it was just getting deeper and deeper. It was just so enlightening. It really was.
Yeah.
Now, how do you find the difference between this practice and hypnotherapy?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in hypnosis, we generally start with some kind of relaxation techniques. So we have you, you know, take some deep breaths. There's a bunch of different things that you can do to help put your brain into theta brainwave state, which is a very relaxed state. You usually feel it when you're about to fall asleep or when you're just waking up. That would be the best way to describe it. So when we go into hypnosis, we're speaking to the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is more susceptible to what you're trying to say to it whenever you are in that relaxed state. One difference is that we do not go through any relaxation techniques. But I'd be curious to hear from your perspective, because when I go through this process myself, even just self-guiding myself, this morning I sat there for 30 minutes and I worked with two parts that I had, and I opened my eyes and I was like, oh, wow, I feel like I had just been in a deep meditative state, and I didn't like force myself to go into it. It just kind of naturally happened. How was it for you?
It was very relaxing, but you know, it's not too often where you take the time and look within like that.
Mm.
You know, you're usually busy doing something or watching something, reading something.
Yeah.
You don't usually look within, and it's almost like asking your lungs, are they breathing, and how they're breathing, how they're feeling. It was very different type of work. It really was.
Yeah. Yeah. And for sure. And I also would say about hypnosis is that generally there's participation from, you know, practitioner to client, but oftentimes it's just the practitioner, the hypnotist, kind of giving suggestions. Hey, imagine that you are, I don't know, in a field and there's like these things and what do you see here? And you're not responding. You're just kind of responding in your mind. And you're like, okay, and now like this has proven to you that you are capable and confident and blah, 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 right? It's more of like me telling you versus like asking you questions so that you can respond back. And this is very much like exploratory guided process where you are a full participant and you don't go off into like some kind of like theta land where you don't talk to me. You are very much present and you are having a dialogue with this part. And it's more of an active experience while feeling very relaxed as well.
Yeah, it's very unique. Like I've never experienced that before. And I really enjoyed it because it was, you do take the time and you do ask that part how it feels. How can we move forward? What do you want? And it's very positive.
Yeah.
You're not just listing affirmations. You're not telling it what to do. You're actually having that conversation with it, which is unique.
Yes, exactly. And we're asking it very specific questions about what it wants. And we're not just like, hey, tell us about why you're here or what you would want to happen about this or who you want to talk to or what beliefs you have, right? We're not like digging for anything, which that could be interesting to converse with a part, but it doesn't really, like one of my teachers was like, it doesn't really get to any kind of change. Like you might have a better understanding of why this part was formed or what kinds of things it likes to do or what kind of personality it has, but that doesn't actually change its behavior for you to understand it better cognitively or logically, right?
Yeah. So for any of the listeners, if they're interested in finding out more, what could they do?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have all your contact information in any of the show notes or wherever they're listing, but is there a way of finding out more?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can check my website, alinanikishina.com. And then I'm also primarily on Instagram at Hey Alina N. So those are the two places to find me, and feel free to send me a DM or an email, schedule a discovery call with me just to have a conversation and see like, hey, is this like what I have? Is this, could that help? So yeah, I would love to talk to you.
And that's the thing too, when we're working with the subconscious mind, there's so many different modalities out there. And a lot of us, we do have issues with the subconscious mind. And I mean, for me, you just got to keep trying different modalities and you'll find something that works for you. I mean, some people, hypnotherapy is great, but as you said, it works under suggestions. And I really enjoyed this because you are having a conversation with it. So it's really unique. Now, I understand you also offering the listeners a discount. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I'm happy to offer the listeners of the podcast 20% off of their first session. So, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So we're going to wrap this up. So, Alina, what are the words of wisdom that you can leave with the audience today?
That if you have a behavior, a thought, or a feeling that you don't like, and you've been wanting to change it, and you notice that it keeps happening over and over again, I want to remind you to be gentle with yourself and remember that this is not a conscious choice necessarily that you're making to have these behaviors and reactions, and that consider that it may be unconscious parts of you that are generating these behaviors, and they're doing it because there's a positive purpose to them. There's a deeper positive purpose. And you can work with them and you can create change, even if it's been happening for a very long time. So I hope that helps.
I love that. Because when I did it with you, I found out what the positive was, why these parts were doing what they were doing. And it was to keep me safe. And I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And as we continue to go through the process, you learn something even deeper that it wants, and you can just be naturally be more resourceful so that these behaviors don't come up as often and you can be more clear about how you want to move forward.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time today. So wherever you're watching or listening Her information will be there. And if you have any questions, please reach out and ask her questions. So thank you so much for your time today. Great information, an amazing modality. And I'm just so happy to be introduced to it today. So now just leaving you a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy life. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.